This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff We Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of the Monday Mini. And I don't know how many this is because I think we got a lot to say. We've already mentioned what happened with the World Cup as Spain won and should be celebrating. I think this is one of those telltale things of like, we can't have nice things, but there is a rainbow at the end of this awful, 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 awful situation. So right. It's kind of like that, okay, but at least they're turning into something better. But yeah, we wanted to do a quick update about what's happening with the Spanish Women's Football Club, the International World Cup champions, who should only be celebrating.
Yep.
Yep. But again, we can't have nice things. And as most of you already know, if you have been a part of any soccer news at all, because even myself, who has not followed along, it wasn't until you brought it up when we were talking to Whitney about the incident that I even knew what was going on, because I had been that out of the loop, that the president of the federation, Rubiales, forcefully grabbed Jennifer Hermosa by the head to kiss her as a, I guess, congratulatory "we won" type of thing. There was a previous incident where he grabs his crotch in front of the queen and makes the gesture at the coach, who has his own set of problems, in order to celebrate the victory. Because that nothing like grabbing your crotch and thrusting it towards a coach for women's soccer.
Yeah.
That truly celebrates a victory for women's soccer.
Yep.
Like, there's so many things to this. And I'm like, bruh, what? What?
Yeah.
But at this time, I cannot. So on TikTok, I'm on that side of TikTok as well. Many are saying that he is resigning. I have yet to find any articles to actually say that he's resigning. I know he's been called on by the Federation after a lot of gaslighting and victim blaming to actually have him step down and resign, which many are like, just fire him. For the love of all that is good, just fire him. He shouldn't be given the honor of resigning to begin with. Do you know if that's actually true? Because I have not found any articles to validate that.
Actually, okay, so we should put the date on this one.
Oh, yes.
What is the date?
August 29th.
August 29th. Oh, our release came date. Today. Oh.
Yeah, we got a book out.
Yeah, we have a book. You can get it. It has a lot of stuff about similar issues in sports. This is a quickly
changing,
developing situation, because when Whitney came on, I was talking about it. We were talking about it. And it was like, you know, condemnation, but, you know, not that big. But now it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So much condemnation. And I saw a piece about it today I believe he has been, he's definitely been asked to resign. I think he has to.
He's been suspended. FIFA suspended for 90 days. So, but it's FIFA.
There we go.
So it's different than the actual federation that's asking him to resign. He was suspended Saturday, and there's a pending investigation. So we'll see what they do. Right now, there's talks of all the Spanish teams being suspended until he resigns and not being able to play. There's a back and forth, like Real Madrid and all of those teams, about them not being able to compete. We know that all of the 81 players, women players, were all saying they're not going to play until he steps down in solidarity. We've seen several male players also say that they would not play if he did not step down, male Spanish players. We've also seen all the coaches except for the head coach, who has been a part of the problem, all resign because of the situation, and maybe even more so other situations. So I know that's all going down at this point in time, which I think is very telling. Rubiales' mom is on a hunger strike in a church until he is justly proven or something, whatever. I know, like, it's just that this is unjust procedure would stop against her son, which I wanted to be like, this makes sense about why he's being so headstrong, that this makes sense.
Yeah, and I believe it's probably been dropped by now. I think this was a week ago. This was right after Whitney came on, and then we were like texting back and forth about all of this stuff. I believe the Spanish Soccer Federation threatened to sue Hermosa.
Yes.
Because they were like, she lied, even though there's photographic evidence.
So, yeah. So essentially what went down is they try to come in and say, oh, that was consensual. The players have already agreed upon this. This was not a bad thing, blah, blah, blah. But she came around going, no. This was not consensual. Why would I ever consent to this? I did not want this. I did not have a choice. Literally, I just had to deal with it because we were in public and he grabbed me. There was nothing I can do, which is a common conversation that women have amongst themselves about bad situations with dating. We know this. Non-dating, just being around men.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that I kept mentioning in that episode we did with Whitney. I read this article about the history of forcibly kissing women in public.
Yep.
And one of the main examples they gave, one of the most famous examples, is that World War II dipping of the nurse by a soldier and kissing her. And it turns out she was like, oh God, I just panicked. I was so scared. Like, it's framed as such a romantic moment.
And they're like, they didn't know each other.
No.
She was just walking down the street.
No. And actually, there's kind of a horrifying history of men returning from war and sexually assaulting women.
Or being at war and sexually assaulting women. Yeah. And then the whole, like, do you remember the, I believe it was the Golden Globe? That's it. That big kiss. That was a whole conversation. And yeah, this is a constant thing.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. So I'm going to read a couple of quotes from a New York Times article about people's reactions, essentially. But yeah, so we are back to the whole, like, they came back after she said, no, this was not consensual. The Federation's like, she lies. She lied. And we're going to sue her because she's lying. And essentially she's like, well, bring it on. Let's go. Because why would I lie? And then since then, we've seen, like, I saw on TikTok, there's some clips of showing the coach being over the top with their players, like grabbing their face, grabbing their ears, grabbing like all these things and being obviously sexist, to the point last year, several of the players already stepped down and they were suspended for refusing to play with this coach. So that's the whole thing. But again, they're talking about that there's a larger problem that they've been talking about from the beginning. And here's a quote. But Spanish society has erupted, seizing on the incident as a major moment of reckoning for its clubby and often sexist soccer culture. More than a dozen female players rebelled last year, long frustrated with unequal pay, what they considered overly harsh and controlling treatment by their current coach, Jorge Vilda, including allegations that he rifled through their personal belongings and a general culture of sexism. Many were kicked off the team and missed the World Cup, but one of these players, Lola Gallardo, told the newspaper El Paz on Monday that it was worth the pain of missing the glory. Ideas are ahead of medals, she said. The entire team and dozens of other players signed a joint statement late Friday night saying that they would not take the field to play for Spain if the current managers continue. So obviously they've been having issues. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, the world got to see publicly what these issues were. And the world got to see how the Federation react. And no one could deny the sexist lady, like literally going back and forth saying, I'm going to sue the players because she's lying, even though we see it. At what point would they have been consensual?
Right, right. And it, like we talked about, you know, I don't think this is the end all be all because people react differently in situations like this. But in that particular picture, she does not look comfortable.
Right.
It is not a picture that looks consensual. I want to emphasize again, that does not mean like we should apply that standard to everything. But it really... And we have this picture and they, here they are saying, like, no, she's a liar. We'll sue her, who is their star player, one
right.
of the best players
right
now. And they're more worried about protecting the men in charge than the women on their team
on their
who
field.
Won
right.
in spite of this.
Yes, in spite of losing teammates, in spite of seeing this constant harassment and vilification, obviously that happens often. And I do find it interesting that it took until FIFA was like, hey,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna cut you, which a lot of people from the jump said it's going to take FIFA. It's going to take the world organization saying that you're not going to be able to play internationally. You're going to lose a lot of money. So you better figure this out because the players can go wherever. I know contracts are different and it could be difficult, but the players, don't play in their mm-hmm. country. So, you know, many would love a world champion on their team. So, right. Hello. This has also come to the point that there may be actual criminal investigation within Spain. Apparently, so the current official, the current administration, they are a socialist, more liberal party that they have come up on. So a lot of them have already spoken out. They spoke out from jump, I will say that, about what was been happening and what this looks like. I don't know if the royal family has. I haven't seen that. I'm sure there are some statements since the queen was standing right there, but who knows? He did mm-hmm. make it a full apology on that. Of course, it came with a lot of excuses. It came mm-hmm. with all the excuses that you could imagine, but he did make an apology about that. Mm-hmm. One thing that he did say, he kept using, and I'm like, oh God, this is about to come, a false feminism. So mm-hmm. it seems like that he's a supporter of feminism, but then mm-hmm. he puts that false narrative, so therefore it's a false feminism. And I'm like, this is a dog whistle. This is a dog whistle that begins the end of begins the attack on feminism in general. Mm-hmm. And I find that interesting. He kept saying it in his little speech that he got applauded for. Everybody's like, oh, we're supporting him. And now they want him to resign after that. But you know. But mm-hmm. I find that interesting and very dangerous. This type of conversation, especially for a country that has made waves in trying to become more left-leaning, more liberal, I guess, in itself and in its conversation and trying to protect people. They have done a lot of looking into what it looks like sex violence in their country and naming things as it is. I think the second in command actually said this was sexual violence. This act that we see is sexual violence and naming it as it is, which again, Rubiales tried to come back and they said that that was false feminism. And then try to add, what happens when women are really raped? They're not going to believe them. I'm like, oh, wow, you are pulling no. all the stops, the old traditions.
Oh, no.
All of them, Annie. He was pulling it out. Like, this is the 2005, actually, 2023. It's like a Brock Turner moment.
Yeah.
But it really is disgusting in that narrative. And unfortunately, he has people to back him. So here's another quote that talks about it. If they want to get rid of him for what he did before, then they should. And she's talking about the grabbing of the crotch and then any incidences. But the kiss is nonsense, says Beatriz Pena, a 55-year-old soccer fan who was shopping for her grandson at her local soccer team's store. It's not sexual harassment or anything. And then they talk to another person who was a supporter of the team, had the t-shirt, was very excited. And he said, this is the quote, like many Spaniards, Mr. Duarte was bothered that Mr. Rubiales grabbed his crotch in the vicinity of the Spanish queen and princess during the celebration. But he said he didn't see anything so terrible about the kiss. It's like a kiss I could have given to a friend, he said, adding that it was just a gesture of affection.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, because as we did talk about in the episode with Whitney, kissing on the cheek is traditional in Spain. You know, there's a different culture than here, so I don't want to comment on that. But that was not this.
Yeah.
Also, she has said she didn't want it. She has said it multiple times. I hate that she's had to really reiterate this statement, but she has. And also, he only did it to her.
Right.
And there was a lot of people. And so I'm kind of like, if that's a friend.
Right.
If that's a kiss you would give a friend, is she your only friend?
I'm sorry. I know the kissing on the cheek is a thing. I've met many people like the European. It doesn't necessarily, I'm not a touchy-feely person, so I don't love it in itself. I don't love hugs all the time unless I know you well. Mm-hmm. But that was a full-on forceful head. Like, if anybody grabs my head, there's a good chance I'm punching.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm falling down. Like, I've done both of those things where I'd get into the fetal position, sitting down, because mm-hmm. I'm trying for you not to touch me, because that's, to me, a threat and control. Mm-hmm. You're controlling me somehow. Mm-hmm. Especially when we know he's never done that to a man.
Mm-hmm.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going back to this article I keep referencing, that was what they were saying. It was like this idea that women's bodies are just up for, it's fine to use them how you want, touch them how you want, make it about you. Because that's what he really did.
Right.
Like, I just can't stress enough. I wish we could just talk about their win.
Right.
And instead, we have to talk about this. But also, he made it about him.
Right.
Even before this, and the male coach. He was saying they won.
Right.
Because of them, these two men, and not this team.
Right. Which is hysterical. Like, do you understand you don't have a team? You don't have a win. Like, I don't. How is this not calculating in your head, bro? Mm-hmm. But yeah, there needs to be massive change. And I hate that for a team that won their first World Cup ever. Yep. This is the discussion, and that they're being vilified in their own country by some, by some of the more powerful, because they can't have autonomy. Like, had he apologized?
Yeah.
This would be so different.
Yeah, and I think
had he taken responsibility?
Had he, like, truly meant anything that he said and apologized and taken responsibility? But I also think this goes back to a couple things, but one of them is being when people love something and you don't like it when people are like, well, look at this problem with this thing.
Right.
I think a lot of fans are just like, let us celebrate. Why can't we celebrate? And we're like, yeah, I'm sure that's what they want too.
They do. They earned it.
Right.
They earned it despite all these other things.
Mm-hmm. But there's also, I will say, as disheartening as a lot of this is, there has been a lot of support for Hermoso. Stand with Hermoso. A lot of teams, a lot of players, posting about it. It was trending. So that's it's nice to see. It's one of those things like Me Too, which this feels kind of like a Me Too moment, where it's like, I'm so frustrated that we have to have this, but it is nice that people are supporting, people are stepping up and supporting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think the team supporting each other has been phenomenal. The coaches that were like, we're not about this, walking away from the head coach as well. That's pretty phenomenal. And then like the other Spanish soccer players, the men who are like, yeah, we don't agree with this either. This is absolutely atrocious. And seeing it for what it is. So hopefully this will open up to a bigger conversation. I hate that this had to happen now, but then it's been happening, as you can tell from the other players who are not a part of it to begin with, because of this constant abuse and constant atmosphere. And again, we've talked about this in the U.S. It's happened. You have to break down so much of the misogyny when you realize how much is tainted. And then like, the BS that the people want to serve, like, this doesn't happen in men's sports. Yeah, because they are already given the respect of not being touched like that to begin with. Like, that, the difference is what's the problem.
Right. And that's a great point, because we've had these issues in the U.S. with the U.S. women's gymnastic team. And so it is widespread, and that's frustrating too. But the fact that Rubiales felt so confident to do this in public, in front of cameras, it's, to me, that is extremely telling to what was probably happening behind the scenes.
Right. You have to be like, if that's public, what's private? What's he hiding?
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations, Spain. We're still celebrating in this hardship.
I hate it. I hate that this happened. But yes, congratulations. Like we said, this is quickly, a lot of this is quickly changing. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have more to say about it soon. But yeah, it... really... really has lit a fire in a lot of ways.
Yep.
Well, if we missed anything or if you have any thoughts about this, let us know. Because we do depend on, especially Samantha and I, enjoy sports very super, like light
superficially,
level.
Yes. Tell me about it, but I'm not going to invest in it.
Right. I feel like superficial. Like, I enjoy it when I'm with friends like Whitney, but I'm not going to seek it out. So we do depend on you listeners who enjoy these things to let us know, especially when it's not in our country. So please reach out to us. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store with merchandise, and we have a book that you can get and an audiobook at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Steph Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.